Good. So I want to share a message with you today, which I titled Input Output. Okay. Now, if you're into computers or mathematics, if there is such a thing as being into mathematics, Andy, of course, and maybe a few other of you, I never took ICT or anything at school, and I wasn't particularly great at maths, but I remember coming across this phrase input output, and it's a very simple principle that relates really to computers and to maths, but actually, I believe the Bible was teaching it long before. And the principle is simply this, okay? The information we put in will reflect or determine what comes out, all right? The information we put in will reflect or determine what comes out. So in maths, okay, if you don't present the right or the good information, okay, when you state the equation, if you like, you will get the wrong answer because right answers and right conclusions depend entirely upon getting the right information. Okay, now in ICT, there's the same principle about the information we put into our computer will affect the information that it sends out or outputs. And I recently came across this phrase, which I thought was pretty cool, to do with input, output, and computers, which is called GIGO. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of GIGO, but GIGO stands for garbage in, garbage out. It's an actual principle to do with ICT, and Graham Tennant will back me, I'm sure. And so, the GIGO principle, if you look it up, is simply this. The quality of information coming out cannot be better than the quality of information that went in. The quality of output is determined by the quality of input. If you provide your computer with incorrect data, it will produce incorrect data. Okay. Now, the Bible, as I said earlier on, was teaching, I believe, input, output, and even GIGO, if you like. But in respect of our lives. And we're going to jump across now to Proverbs 4 and verse 23, a well-known verse from the Bible. Proverbs 4 verse 23, and I'm going to teach you a little bit from, or share a little bit, I should say, sorry, from this today. It says, above all else, guard your heart. Now we're going to think of our heart this morning as a place of input, okay? So above all else, guard your heart, guard that place of input. For everything you do flows from it. There is an output. And so our heart, if you like, is a gate or a door. There is a place of input and it is a place of output. So there's an input output. And so we're going to relate this whole principle and this whole GIGO thing to our hearts. You know, if bad stuff comes in, bad stuff flows in, garbage out. If good stuff flows in, then I believe good things will come out. And we'll move on to some scriptures that talk a little bit about that in a moment. In the Hebrew, you would have seen in the definition there, that word guard, it means this. It means to watch over, to ward, to protect, to care, or it means a guard post. And so the picture I want you to have in your mind this morning is the picture of like those old forts you see when you see guards posted on the walls and on the watchtowers. And their job there was to look out, their job there was to protect, and their job there was to defend. And so very simply, it was their responsibility, and we'll perhaps just jump back to full screen if we can now. Very simply, it was their responsibility to keep the wrong or the bad stuff or bad influences out, if you like, and to make sure that what came in were the right influences, the good stuff. And so if we're thinking about our heart this morning as a place of input output, okay, I want to just say to you that there are things that actually want to get into our hearts. I'm going to relay this a little bit to what's going on in our world right now. There is stuff that wants to get into our heart. And so that's why the word of God says we have to guard it. We have to watch over what is coming in. Okay? We have to ward and protect and we have to guard post our heart. We have to watch the things that want to get in there because some of that is not always good for us. There can be wrong stuff that wants to get into our hearts. And subsequently, if that wrong stuff gets in, wrong stuff begins to flow out. Okay, but equally so, there is good stuff that we need to welcome into our hearts. And so I want us to understand this one. I want us to, there's two words really to remember today, recognize and prioritize. Firstly, you see that I say recognize because I want you to recognize this morning, this is a tremendous place of influence. The Bible says here, everything you do flows from it. Now, when the Bible is talking about our heart, I'm sure you'd have heard this before, many of you, but let me just remind you. The Bible is not just talking about the physical organ that's beating in our chest. It's not just talking about emotions. It does include that of course, but actually your heart is much more than that. The Bible teaches us it's a place where we deliberate, decide, discern, feel, think, where we will from, where we understand, we perceive, we follow, and we desire. And so Matthew Henry, one of the great commentators on the Bible, says our heart is the source of whatever affects our life and character. So this is representing you as a whole, as a person, and it is a seat of influence because it's affecting our thoughts, our speech, our actions, our desires, what we're following, our priorities, our decisions, our deliberations, what we're thinking about. The Bible talks about the meditation of our heart. And so the NLT version of that scripture says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So you see the influence of your heart. The New King James version says, out of it spring the issues of life. I love what Pastor Paul said, that phrase that I remember him watching, is the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. That's something that Pastor Paul once shared with us and has often stuck with me. So ultimately, what's getting in here is determining and influencing my life. Everything the Bible says, everything I do will flow from it. So I have to protect it and guard it, make sure that the wrong outside influences don't get in and only the right ones do. So right now we're surrounded, okay, by just a huge amount of fear, worry, anxiety, negativity, panic. Worry I've already mentioned. You know, there's even that whole like what is fake news and real news. My phone at times has blown up with articles that, you know, I've had so many of them. It's been blowing up with, what do you think to this? And here's an email on this, and here's a WhatsApp on that, and here's what this person thinks and that person thinks. You think, gosh, there's so much going on around us. We need to actually, I'm just saying, friends, be guarding our heart. What is actually coming into our heart? Because it's going to influence our lives tremendously. So now I have a beautiful assistant down here in my wife. This feels a little bit Blue Peter-ish, but we're going to try it. Who's going to pass me a glass. And with this glass, I want you to think of this glass as your heart, okay? And this jug is going to represent, this jug here is going to represent some of these things that are around us right now, a lot of, as I said, fear, worry, anxiety, negativity. Now, a few people at home might be twitching, thinking, oh, my life, he told us before we had lockdown, he decorated his lounge and now he's going to tip water everywhere. Claire, just poke up, just make sure, reassure people, come up higher. Yeah, there's the catchy bowl. Okay, so I want this to represent the fear, worry, anxiety, panic that's around our lives a lot right now. I want this jug to represent, to represent our heart. Now, if I let this fear and anxiety, I hope you can see this, just freely flow in, and I don't guard against it, it begins to fill my heart. And after filling my heart, it gets to the place where it begins to overflow. Okay. Now that overflowing, okay, what is important to see, what you saw there, is what flowed in flowed out. Now I'm just going to put this down for a moment. And the outflow reflected the inflow. It looked exactly the same. What went in began to come out. And so if I'm not guarding against my, if fear is pouring in, do you know what happened? Fear will start pouring out. Worry, anxiety, negativity, confusion, concern. If I just, you know, if that just keeps flowing in and I don't guard against it, it begins flowing out. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I want to be honest. At times, I found myself thinking things, saying things, feeling things, maybe even doing things, and I don't know why. Why am I thinking like that? Why am I feeling that way? Do you know why, friends? It's the outflow of an unhealthy inflow. Or a negative even inflow. And so actually I saw a beautiful, I saw a great illustration, I should say, as an exaggeration. Just recently, if someone said, you know, want to know one of the best ways to stop fear? And there was a guy sitting with his remote control turning off the telly. You know, things like social media, what we're watching, what we're listening to, what we're reading. You know, we need to really be asking ourselves, is this a healthy inflow into my life? I'll talk to you later on about the best healthy inflow that you can have. But the Bible says in Matthew 12, verse 34, just to endorse this point, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if my heart is filling up with negative, fearful, worrying, anxious, unhealthy stuff, and I don't guard against it, it begins to flow out. Input, output, giggo. Matthew 12, verse 35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. That word treasure or treasury in some versions, means that, your heart is a place where actually you store things up, you collect things and you lay things up. And so actually what I'm filling my heart up with, as I said earlier on, the input will determine the output. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, okay? And so if garbage is going in and I'm filling my heart up with that, then it's coming out, or negativity, etc. I think you get the impression. Now, if I take that jug again, and I take that glass again, and we're just going to flip this illustration. It's exactly the same principle, but I'm doing it because visual things are great. My mate Martin, one of our elders in our church there, you know, he often says to me, he says, always learn better with visual illustrations. So this is for you, Martin. Here we go. And so I want to say, if I let that which stirs faith and hope and encouragement and love and positivity, because we're part of a positive kingdom, you know, into my heart, it begins to fill my heart. And what begins to happen? My heart begins to overflow. It's that same principle again. What is flowing in is flowing out. So I need to open my heart to that which stirs faith and hope and love and encouragement, and the outflow of my thoughts, my words, my desires, my actions, my deliberations, faith, hope, love, encouragement, positivity. You know, I think there are people in our lives, friends, dare I say, who even help us prove this theory. There's those that when you get with them, they fill you up and you just kind of feel like, oh, my life, you're overflowing. And there's those that when you're in a room with them, they speak faith and hope and love and encouragement, and it builds you up and you begin to overflow with that yourself. And so a great question to ask ourselves right now is, with what we're watching, listening to, giving our attention to, okay, the people we're spending our time with or in conversation with, probably more accurately right now, is, what is this filling my heart with? We need to learn to just watch that, just guard that. Well, how do I know what is this filling my heart with? Well, how is it affecting the way I'm thinking, the way I'm feeling, the way I'm speaking, for the better or for worse? Remember Gigo, the quality of output is determined by the quality of input. I love Philippians 4 verse 8. It says, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The New Living Translation says, fix your thoughts on these things. The Message version says, you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. And, you know, Nicky Cumbull he just says about that verse, you know, you've got to think about what you're thinking about. You know, the enemy wants to sort of fill our mind up with bad thoughts. We need to be filling our mind up with that which is good for us. And I'll talk to you in a minute about that. You know, the very famous evangelist, Billy Graham, many of you will have heard of, but if not, you know, you can Google him and have a look of, you know, wonderful man of God who saw millions saved. You know, I was interested to read just recently, he said, before he spoke, he always, always took time to fill his heart up. He always took time that before he spoke, before he'd done anything, that his heart was full of the right stuff. His heart was full of that was causing his heart to overflow with faith and hope and love and encouragement. You know, friends, why don't you every morning take some time to fill your heart up? Fill your heart up with that which stirs faith, hope, love, and encouragement. We'll talk more about that in a minute. So one, we have to recognize how influential our heart is. And two, then, of course, we have to prioritize this filling of it, this protecting of it, but this filling of it with that which is good. You'll note there in Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, above all else, guard your heart. That to me communicates priority. That to me communicates priority. And God is talking about priorities. And so the Bible tells us, actually, you know, it talks about we must keep our eyes, we must keep our tongues, we must even keep our feet. But above all else, we must keep our heart. Because remember, everything we do flows from it. Now, so if I said to you in this lockdown time, church, you know, as pastor, I just want to encourage you, you know, to invest in the priority areas of your relationship and walk with God, you know, you'd probably come back to me and think, well, that's worship, that's prayer, that's, you know, reading my Bible, that's sharing my faith still. Absolutely. They should always rank, if you like, as the top kind of Christian disciplines. But I want to just ask you, what about guarding your heart? Because God says actually here it should be priority for us in our Christian lives above all else. That's really interesting, because we're actually living in a season right now where we're thinking really guardedly. So it just feels like the right time to bring this message. You know, at a time right now, there's a lot of stuff I believe it wants to get into our hearts. And so, you know, we're thinking really guardedly right now. We're thinking a lot about where we go. I've never thought so much about where I'm going, what I'm touching, what I'm doing, you know, who I'm seeing. We've never been so conscious, you know. I don't ever remember going to Tesco's and thinking afterwards I need to, you know, anti-back my hands, or, you know, a parcel's dropped on the doorway, I need to wash them. You know, a person's passing me in the street, I need to make sure I move to the other side, or I give them that personal space, you know. Thinking about it all the time. We're thinking about, we're guarding what we touch, what we do, where we go, what we say. We're guarding, you know, our health, our economy, our NHS, you know. We want to do the right thing. You know, I'm thinking all the time about this stuff. You know, I go out for my one form of exercise in the morning, you know, or whatever, or in the day I have my run. And then if I need to visit the shop, thinking, oh no, I'm going out my door for a second time. What happens if someone sees me and thinks he's out for a second time? You know, I found myself going to the shop the other day and buying a carrier bag when I didn't need a carrier bag, just for a few little things, and then swinging it really proudly and visibly as I was walking home, just to make sure, yes, you may have seen me run this morning, but I have been to the shop. I have been to the shop. And so we're thinking a lot like that. Someone passes our window, I've seen them out two or three times today. Because we are always guarding that which is of value, you know, and our health and our lives and our future and, you know, our economy and that. You say people place value upon us. So we fight to protect that which is of value. We guard that, our families, etc. We take measures to do that. And I want to just ask you a question this morning. Are you doing that enough? Are you recognizing and thinking about that enough when it comes to your own heart and just yourself, you as a person? Not just all the externals, but you, yourself, your heart, your feelings, your thoughts, your decisions, what's going on inside of you. Is there enough value placed upon this? Because this is the seat of influence in your life. So the New King James Version says you've got to keep your heart, the same Proverbs 4:23, with all diligence. That means vigilance, some versions say. It means you've got to constantly monitor it, constantly be like that guard on duty. You know, a guard on duty can't risk switching off. That's dangerous. You know, and so we mustn't switch off. It's easy to do that. So I'm just switch off and get lulled into it. Leave yourself wide open. They'll be on alert. Be aware. Hang on. Take regular heart checkups. You know, the beauty of a regular heart checkup is problems don't build before you then have that, you know, that heart attack, if you like. Don't have a spiritual heart attack. Keep checking your heart. You know, the Bible talks about God searches and examines and tests our heart. He's always looking at our heart. You know, King David was a man who really, he would pray prayers like, search my heart, God, examine my heart, test my heart. God, I want a heart checkup. I don't want issues to build in here till I have a spiritual heart attack. God, if there's a problem, deal with it quickly. I'll be much healthier and stronger for it. So be switched on and alert. John Flavel said at conversion, our heart is one to God after we have to keep our hearts with God. At conversion, our heart is one to God after we have to keep our hearts with God. So just be monitoring it. This is what I'm saying. But, you know, I don't just want to harp on, if you like, or bang on and make you think I'm just going on about, you know, watching, reading, listening, etc. With the negative stuff, all that's important. Just as much as keeping the wrong stuff out, I want to finish by talking to you this morning about making sure you're letting the right stuff in. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 to 23. The two versions that lead up to the well-known verse of 23, we don't always read so much, but I want to read these to you. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn, or as some versions say, incline your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Friends, this morning, I want to encourage you to fill your heart with the words of God. I want to encourage you this morning to fill your heart with the word of God. You know, at this time, make sure that that Bible is not gathering dust on the side. Be filling your heart up with the word of God. Because it says here that the words of God, you know, they bring life and they bring health. It's absolutely essential to nourishing my life spiritually and maintaining a spiritual life that I'm making sure that my heart is open to the word of God, that I'm shutting out that other stuff and making a priority. Actually, I need to be receiving the word of God into my heart. John Piper said, you cannot maintain a dynamic, powerful, vibrant life in God if you neglect the word of God. So you've got to make sure the word of God is getting in here, in your heart. You know, I read a tweet the other day, which I really liked, which simply said this. Read the good news today before you hear the bad news. Read the good news today before you hear the bad news. Fill your heart up with the good news. You know, open your Bible and fill your heart up with the words of God. Because there's so much right now that wants your attention. You know, so much that God that just kind of wants to grab your attention. And I feel like God would say to us here, my son, pay attention to what I say. You know, just imagine God speaking this to you this morning. Turn, incline, lean in to me. Listen to what my words are. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I love that phrase there. Keep them within your heart. Keep God's word right now within your heart. That word within means to be in the midst or in the middle. Keep what God is saying in the middle of all that's going on right now. Keep it in the midst before you. Keep it, hold it in your heart. Keep it in the middle. Let the words of Jesus, let the word of God strengthen you. Let it get into you. Read it, listen to it, digest it. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word. You know, and as this book gets inside of your heart, faith and hope and love and encouragement begins to rise. It says that it is health in verse 22, and I'm very nearly done. It's health to one's whole body. That word health is a great word. It actually means there a remedy or cure. So the remedy or cure to fear and anxiety, confusion, panic, fear, negativity is the word of God. Friends, this book is an antidote right now. You know that actually if I feel this fear, anxiety, worry, as I let this word get into my heart, it's the remedy and cure. Faith begins to triumph over fear. It's a phrase we've heard a lot. I mean, this is essential to faith over fear. Psalm 19 tells us it's worth much more to our life than fine gold. It revives us, refreshes and restores us. It gives us wisdom and enlightens us. That means it gives us understanding and revelation and sheds light on things. And it causes us to rejoice in the heart. That word, it simply means this. It brightens us up. It cheers us up. It makes us glad and makes us joyful. You know, on some difficult days, as you open this word and let it into your heart, it will brighten you up. It will cheer you up. It will make you glad and joyful. It will make you a happier and more positive person. The world is crying out for that right now. So I want to ask you a question as I close today. What's your heart full of? How do I know? Or what's the overflow? How are your thoughts and feelings? How's the way you're talking? If the output or outflow of late has been fear, worry, anxiety, confusion and panic, let's close the gates to that. Let's shut the door on that. You don't want or need that stuff to be influencing your life right now. Let's, as we finish this morning, let's change the input. Let's change the inflow and just let these words of God flow into your heart today. Just close your eyes if you can, even if kids are climbing all over you this morning. Kids, maybe you could just with mum and dad or mum or dad, just close your eyes this morning. And just, I just want to encourage every one of you, friends, open your heart today to this input, to this inflow. Let these words of God flow into your heart today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I thank you for your word. We open our hearts. Lord, we receive in Jesus' name. Amen.